Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's another thing I won't do, not even for $10 million. Root for Joe Burrow. I hate this phony baloney fan thing we do. It's cool. If you want to root for
phony
Joe
baloney.
Burrow. Phony baloney. That radio thing. If you want,
get you out of here quick.
If you want to root for Joe Burrow this weekend, cool. I don't think you should call yourself a Browns fan. There's a difference between I appreciate somebody's greatness and I enjoy watching greatness in action. And actively rooting for a divisional opponent. And I actually think in the NFL is the only major professional sport. So we got to take college out of this. It's the only major professional sport where rivalries matter. Like, there is no equivalent. Like, the Bengals are what? Your third best rival in Cleveland?
Yeah.
There's no equivalent that even rises in baseball to the hatred level of the Cincinnati Bengals for the Cleveland Guardians. Like, I don't like the Tigers. I don't like the White Sox. I don't like the Royals or Twins. And I don't root for them to fail the way when I watch the Bengals, Ravens, or Steelers play. So it's cool if you want to root for Joe Burrow, but maybe just turn in that fan card.
I'm not rooting for Burrow, but I will say this, you know, I've got a lot of friends who are Bengals fans.
And congrats on all your success.
Including my former co-host, who's a big Bengals fan, of course. And I don't like my friends, people I know, I wouldn't mind seeing them be happy. It's not I'm rooting for them, but like I'd much rather see.
It's like a backdoor way of saying it's okay to root for the Bengals.
I'll take calls on it, man.
Let's go with Dominic. Dominic, welcome to the show. Are you rooting for Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals this weekend?
No way, man. I mean, I can't agree anymore. If you're a Browns fan, how could you possibly root for Joe Burrow? F Joe Burrow, man. And also,
F Joe Burrow. Okay, that's pretty, Bang, that's pretty harsh.
For $10 million?
And Nick, you're
what's your number, Dominic?
We lost you there, Dominic. What'd you say, buddy?
I was going to say, man, Nick, I can't agree anymore. I mean, how can you possibly root for Joe Burrow if you're a Browns fan? Ain't happening, man. And by the way, Nick and Dustin.
Yeah.
Dustin?
Yes. Yes.
That last call was hilarious, man. He says you're a pretty boy and you a good man. Bam!
Bam! Look at that, Dominic. Bam! Going out on fire. Mike. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
What's your number?
What's my number?
Yeah, to be bought.
Oh, I can't be bought.
See?
Not for
Mike, set the price high.
$50 million?
No.
Okay.
No.
I wasn't going to buy you. I'm just saying, whatever. We're having a hypothetical.
Depends on the situation, I guess.
What's the number?
We can't really get more specific than that. We like that they pay us.
We'll move on. What's up, Mike?
What's your number to root for Joe Burrow this weekend?
Oh, no number. I'm rooting for Patrick Mahomes, and at the end of Sunday.
You're rooting for Mahomes?
Oh, absolutely. Over Burrow, are you kidding me? And by the end of Sunday, I want to hear, how about them Chiefs?
Are you a Chiefs fan?
Oh, Oh yeah, and I'm out of Cleveland.
Okay.
Well, that was a little loaded there, Greg or Mike. Sorry, I got my callers mixed up there. Also, just sidebar: does the Who Day thing annoy anybody else? Aren't they just
Who Day thing going to beat them Bengals?
Like, listen, the good folks in Louisiana. That's their thing.
Who dat?
That's one. Who dat? And two.
But it's not who dat, it's who day.
It's the same thing.
Well, in New Orleans, it's who dat.
Yeah. So you
That's
took,
what I just said. It's who dat in New Orleans. It's who day in Cincinnati.
A barely literate expression from a downtrodden people in the South in New Orleans. And you're like, you know, it'd be great if we ripped this off and made it our own. Because the Cincinnati Bengals don't have anything. Their colors. Oh, where'd they get that? Oh, where'd they get the team from? Like, they're basically Ravens 2.0, except they don't have the success to back it up outside of last year. And maybe, like, a year or two here or there.
Every time they score, they play the fight song, which Dustin kind of sang, but it's an actual song with a lot more lyrics than that. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Bleep Cincinnati. And not just that, that's an awful town. Nope, I'm not doing that. I'm not town shamer. But Cincinnati sucks. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Good evening.
That's very proper.
No, couple points. One, Browns fan force, first and foremost, if the Browns are playing the Bengals, I'm rooting for Garrett and the defense to get to him every single play. With that being said, the Browns, in my lifetime, have never been to this point in the playoffs. So to have someone who's from Athens, went to Ohio State, albeit very briefly, to have someone who represents at least the state in some capacity, it's nice to see someone on a big stage like this. So it's something to root for. But hey, for $50 million,
what wouldn't you do for $50 million, Tyler? Nothing.
For $50 million, I might go over to Heinz Field and twirl a towel around for a little bit. But it doesn't mean I like it.
I'd do that for $1,000.
I think what we're finding out here is you can be bought very easily.
Well, yeah.
Tyler, myself, and Mike, and I'm assuming Greg, even though he didn't
say anything.
No one's
going to pay a Browns fan $50 million to go wave a terrible towel.
Not with that attitude. Not with you selling yourself cheap on the street like that. Some of us know the market value of selling our soul.
Not me.
Chris, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Yeah,
debatable.
So I don't know, Nick. I don't understand the animosity that you have towards the Bengals, man.
They're like, a rival.
Okay, so they're in our division, whatever.
They've barely been a rival.
That's right. Actually been the most competitive rival you've had is going back and forth with Cincy.
Yeah, I think actually it's like almost like 500. Like I think we've kind of split like 500 with them, but. But I, you know, they're representing our division. They're representing our state. It seems like you have like some kind of like hatred towards them. Where I don't, I have that with the Steelers and the Ravens, but I don't feel that with the Bengals for some reason. Maybe you guys can expound upon that.
Chris, have you ever been to Cincinnati?
The Nasty Natty. Yeah, I've been down there.
That's part of my hatred, just to be honest. But no, we appreciate the call, buddy. No, it's just a divisional rival. Like, and here's the other thing. Actually, this is a fair point. I can bring this up. I lived in Dayton for 2 years. Great point, I would say. I lived in Dayton for 2 years. The amount of crap that I took, 7th and 8th grade.
Okay.
And the amount of crap that I took from Bengals fans who were like, the Browns suck. And it's like, you're a 3-win team. Get the hell out of here. But no, not just that. Like, shouldn't we hate your division rivals? Isn't it like a big thing? I just feel like I get it. And maybe Chris is just a little bit more respectful than I am. Nah, bleep the Bengals. I want to see my team win, and I want to see the opposing rivals, division rivals, whatever you want to say, I want to see them lose their ass. Real quick here, let's get Sam. Sam, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right, buddy.
Good, Sam. What's up, buddy?
So I'm a longtime Browns fan. Grew up in Akron, Ohio. So You know, I love my Cleveland Browns. I got pissed off when they moved. But we're talking about rooting for Joe Burrow. I'm rooting for him. Why? Because he's an Ohio person working for an Ohio team. Granted, yes, I get it. They are our rivals, huge rivals. But I want to see an Ohio team go all the way anytime, whether it's the Browns, whether it's Cincinnati. I don't care. I want to see an Ohio team make it to the Super Bowl and win it again.
All right, Sam. When did people start caring about other things that happen in Ohio? Like, our good friends in Youngstown. Okay, that's Ohio to me, even though we got some Yinzers out there. Canton is what I consider, like, I feel kinsmanship with Cantonians, Cantonites, Cantonese, one of those, with people who grew up in Canton. Hell, people out in Western Ohio. I might look at somebody from Toledo and be like, that's an Ohioan. Southern Ohio, it's Northern Kentucky. The only way I would have rooted for Joe Burrow in like a conference title game situation is had they been playing Pittsburgh or Baltimore first.
Yeah.
Now, all this being said, because I want to get back and take some more calls on this. Do NFL rivalries matter to people anymore? Maybe it's a Cleveland thing. Because I'll tell you, you know where it matters? In Baltimore and Pittsburgh. It pisses me off how easy they have it as fans. Even Cincinnati now. Now, before we get to that, there was like a 5-minute window yesterday where in one of the college basketball games, a door dasher appeared.
Oh, yeah.
To go onto the court. And
I for like a few hours last night, thought this was the most amazing thing in the world.
And it was fun. And every once in a while, really cool and fun, organic things happen. And you're like, you know what? Hey, I don't care.
This is why sometimes I hate the internet.
You know, you're going to touch on something that I have a big bugaboo with.
Go ahead.
But during the Duquesne game last night, it appeared that this, at the time it was reported, Uber Eats was, an Uber Eats driver had kind of wandered onto the court and had to be like ushered off the court gently. Like it looked in the video to be like an honest mistake, some kid walking onto the court with a McDonald's bag. And so I was like, oh, that'll be a fun thing to talk about on today's show. And really by the end of the night, it came out. And kudos to Austin Hansen, who we'll never hear from again because I have no idea who that is. He does TV in somewhere. Very important somewhere. Apparently, it's for Loyola. He works for Loyola. It came out that not only was it from Uber Eats, it was from DoorDash. It was fake.
It was like a TikTok thing.
There's some really cool stuff on TikTok. Listen, social media.
I refuse to download TikTok. I'm scared.
Listen, social media gets such a bad rap. There's some fun and cool storytelling going on every form of it, right? But the way that people just, and you know what? I'm going to say it. This is an old man in me saying this. It started with YouTube, where people create fake content and act like it's real. And it started with like the Paul brothers too. They've done it as well. And it's like pseudo reality, social media content.
Yeah.
And it just is so stupid. Like I have a firm rule in the Wilson household. My kids are not allowed to watch YouTube unless mom and dad are with them because they're just adults on YouTube playing with toys, like playing with like fully grown adults telling a story with toys. And for some reason, this hasn't been flagged as stranger danger. But the same thing is now happening on, not speaking of the stranger danger, but on stuff like this. Like, how badly do you want to be famous or to be renowned or to be known that you're like, you know what? This basketball game, which isn't about me in any way, I'm going to do this totally cool prank because everybody's going to think I'm funny and they're going to follow me on Twitter. On Twitter. Sorry, that was old. TikTok.
Yeah, what's crazy, though, is like people our age don't think it's funny or cool, but like...
Yeah, kids.
Like I've got a teenager. Like, they love it.
Well, and what's funny about it is my kids use the word prank in a pretty wide sense of the word. Like, they're like, oh, I pranked you. And I'm like, no, you just told me a lie. That's not a prank. You just, and it was funny. Like, you got me. Like, you, but like, you just lied about something. Like,
yeah, and it's not a prank. Not only that, Nick, but like, dude was on the court and you should never have a pedestrian, yep, so to speak, on the basketball court.
Well, and like,
it's dangerous.
Is there just not a thought of, hey, these are 270-pound human beings running up and down the court? I can injure them, or they can injure me.
It's not quite as bad as like the streaker thing, but it's up there.
Well, but then you get to see people parts, and that's funny. No, it's not.
What's your number?
Streaking?
Yeah.
$100 million.
$100 million?
Yeah.
I mean, you are going to jail, so.
Okay.
Well, there's jail.
$100 million is.
And here's the thing.
Also, here's the sacrificed thing. Your career.
Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
If I looked like you, it'd be $25. All right? I look like me. All right? Outside of people, outside of the misses, all right? And outside of anybody who, you know, watches me smoke burnt ends in Manaway and assless chaps on Sunday mornings. outside of that crowd, I'm not exposing this to them. Like,
yeah, you would.
No, not for not a whole butt ton of money.
I would streak across any stadium you want for $5 million.
No, it's not enough. And again, that makes sense.
Tax free though.
You and this tax free thing. This is an Armageddon. Nobody has the power outside of the United States government.
I don't want to get like a 1099 on this.
Okay. Well, how
cash.
Are we doing it tax free? Okay,
I want
now
cash.
That okay, that's different than tax free.
What's
it?
No,
off
it's
the
not.
Books.
It's the same
it's
thing.
It's off the books. All right. Somebody
I want
handing you
cash.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Straight cash.
Jeff, welcome to the show. What is the amount of money you would need to do a fake, stupid TikTok video that almost gets you run over by college basketball players?
Well, I don't think I could put a price on that. I don't do the TikTok thing. But what I want to talk to you about, you know, it's a little bit about the Browns, Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. First of all, the Browns will always be my horse, even if they never win a race. You know, second thing is I'm always getting disappointed all the time because they really don't go nowhere. All right, so Cincinnati at least could relate a little bit with the Browns because, well, they have been, you know, in it. You know, haven't won a Super Bowl. Now, with that being said, the Browns or the Baltimore actually won two games after leaving Super Bowl once. So what I'm basically saying is we haven't been in an AFC championship, or we haven't won one, but we've been in them, two of them, and we've never been in a Super Bowl. And Cincinnati is Ohio team, so I'm going to root for them, not Joe Burrow. That's it. Bam!
I am so confused. Was that him? Was that his Bam? Or
no,
did
that
you
was,
Bam
that
him?
Was Spano's Bam.
Okay. I feel like that was kind of like a Lord of the Rings journey.
You just read off facts.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Well, no, there were some opinions in there, but I...
Not many.
Joe on Twitter saying, people from Cleveland cheering for Burrow because he's from Ohio are lame. Aren't the Kelseys from Cleveland Heights? By default, wouldn't people from Cleveland cheer for Kansas City or Philadelphia? And by the way, I don't even care. Like, I want the Kelseys. I'm really proud that the Kelseys are great football players. I'll be happy. They've also won a Super Bowl. Once you win over a Super Bowl, to me, it's all house money. So, like, if Travis Kelce wins, I'll be like, oh, that's cool. Heights high. Yeah, Andy Baskin's thing. Right? If Jason Kelce wins. If we get a Kelce on Kelce Super Bowl, all right. Cool. I'm invested in that. It's not going to change how I root for the Super Bowl. And again, I really like the Kelce brothers. I feel like I could be the fat, untalented, really like useless Kelce brother if there was a third one that was tall and fat. I feel like I could be that guy. And even that doesn't
move. You look like a Kelce.
For a long time, people thought I looked like Ryan Khalil and Matt Khalil's brother.
Oh, yeah?
Because Matt Khalil and
I mean,
look
definitely
a bit...
look like if people saw you just on the street,
mm-hmm.
you could pass for an NFL offensive lineman.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always it's
X, by the way.
Yeah, oh, X, yeah. Not currently. Good God. Now, I knew I could never pass for a current NFL offensive lineman when I stood next to Danny Shelton at practice, and I had 50 pounds on Danny Shelton. And I was like,
did he aggressively jump on you?
I was like, no, but he should have. And that would have cost him $50 million. Greg, welcome to the show.
Tax free?
Hello, Greg.
Hey, Nick and Dustin.
Yo.
I got to say, big fan and Nick, big fan of the Nick Wilson experience. And I know it's a little late, but glad to have you back.
Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. Hey, I got to say, I've lived in Cleveland for 12 years, and I'm originally from Cincinnati, and I bleed black and orange. And I'll tell you, I have
a
lot
of pride about that.
yeah. Hey, I got a lot of pride for the city of Cleveland, and I think the Browns fans deserve a lot. But there's not enough money in the world that would ever get me to cheer for the Browns. And the closest that I could maybe get is, I've said, the Ravens and Steelers have been successful for such a long time that I think if the Browns and the Bengals got good at the same time, the Battle of Ohio would be a fun rivalry to really have with both teams being good. But there is nothing that would get me to cheer for the Browns. So this, you know, that Kelsey point's a great point, you know?
Greg, real quick Sam here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I talk with Bezos. He gives me $50 million in a duffel bag. And all you have to do is wear a Nick Chubb jersey and say, screw the Bengals for 4 hours on Super Bowl Sunday. You're not taking that $50 million tax-free
Never.
Cash?
Not in a million years. I've got too much pride.
Well, here's the thing. Pride.
You don't have pride, my friend. What you have is stupidity.
Greg, thank you for the call. All right. Now we got to the real question, because we've been basically juggling two separate topics here. Let's just smack dab them right together.
I'd get a back tattoo of the Bengals
of
logo.
Joe Burrow's Social Security number.
I'd get a block M tattoo across my chest.
For 50 mil? Come on.
For 50 grand.
So
tax-free.
Tax-free.
Vinny's going to give you 50K on that one?
Nah, probably not for 50K. Probably for like few hundred though.
What's all right? Let's get to the real one. What's the amount of money that you would root for the team that you hate the absolute most in the world?
You have to become a lifelong fan of them.
Nope. And we're talking
just one game.
We're talking either.
These are such
silly
things.
Wait for it. It's Michigan, Ohio State in Columbus. You have to show up in a Michigan jersey. And oh, by the way, winner automatically gets the number one seed, gets to host a playoff game that year.
Dude, I'd paint my face maize and blue for a very minimal number.
What's the number?
I don't know.
We're just talking face paint?
You said you deface your body for 50K.
I'd wear a Michigan Letterman jacket, paint my face, and sing Hail to the Victors for probably not much.
$5?
No, I mean
$5 in a duffel bag?
No, for thousands, not millions.
So 25,000.
Done.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.